Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go!
Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room. He's a black and white movie geek, and he's the oldest on the show, so he could be considered an antique. It's Producer Eddie!
Hey, I was walking by Mike D's desk and realized he's got like a bunch of bills, like money. 20s and 10s and maybe even 100. Like, what? I remember like there was a point where we were just... It was like a penalty or something. We'd have to give him money. But how do, like, where's that game?
No idea. Don't know what the game is.
And the money's still
I've
there.
I've also seen the money. I don't know if you guys were, like, playing a game against me. I don't know, so I didn't ask.
Do you remember
what's
Mike?
Up with the money?
Here it is. The rule worked. It's if you forgot something and you restated it after somebody just said something, you had to pay $20. And since we instated that, no one's messed up except for two people.
Who are the two people?
Lunchbox and Amy. Oh, no, Eddie and Amy.
Oh, boy.
So... If you're not listening and then you jump back in and ask the same question, you have to pay the fine. I remember that. So how does the money get awarded to someone?
We were supposed to get it to $100 and then decide what to do with it, but we've never gotten to $100.
Where is it?
It's just on my desk.
No, like what's the amount now?
$40.
Of just their money?
Yeah.
We should play for it.
Yeah. Like, it's $40, man. I walk by and I'm just like, what is that money?
End of the week, we'll play for the money. We'll see if anybody falls victim during the week. Yes, Amy?
Okay, and it's if you're questioning it sort of right after it was said, because since this is already a thing and now Eddie's asking what it is that him restating?
No, it was like Bobby just said, like, I was driving a blue car yesterday, and then Eddie came back and said...
What color was the car?
What color car were you driving?
Got it.
Like he wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, you're not paying attention.
And then brought it up as new.
Yeah, but if enough time goes by, we can ask what color the car was, because we forget.
So what are we going to do with the money?
Same segment.
There was a period of time where everybody was forgetting and saying something right after somebody... like, I just said that.
Got it. Okay, so end of the week, we'll play a game or something, and somebody will get the money.
Okay, what part of the week? Just kidding.
Oh, Amy, as I say, $20 more.
He said end of the week. I know.
Hey, was that real?
I don't know. I think she's just getting herself a saver. All right, moving on. His opinions are always very strong, and he just asked people at a restaurant to get up and leave from their table because they were sitting too long. Lunchbox!
So back in 2022, we had Barbara Corcoran on from Shark Tank, and Ray had a great pitch for about he wants to have some, I don't even understand what it was, some bar tab thing. Here's Ray pitching to Barbara Corcoran.
Yeah, Barbara, let me introduce you to Put It On My Tab. We're a bar tab service similar to Afterpay and Layaway for clothing. At the end of the night, college kids just say, put it on my tab, and they pay later. There's a $10 fee to use the service. Max limit is $500. Bars will benefit because these kids are going to overspend. I need $20,000 for the app. If you're not interested, do you think this would work?
I think it would work, and I am interested. And I think you're mostly underestimating the $20,000. It's going to cost you at least $150 before you get through, and I'm not putting that much money in, but I'll give you $20.
Wow! Yeah! And so Ray came on earlier this week and was like, oh my gosh, Tab X stole my idea. Tab X stole my idea. Bad news for Ray, Tab X was created in 2019.
So Ray could have stolen the idea from Tab X.
Yeah, Ray may have stole their idea. He pitched to Barbara 3 years after they launched.
I mean, I'm guessing it took them a while to build that up where they could afford to advertise and stuff. So maybe that's at the ground floor when it started, but I had no idea about it. Hand on the Bible.
Well, Lunchbox said he invented tearaway pants 30 years after tearaway pants were invented. And then he got mad.
Dude, it was in fifth grade, Reed Elementary School. It was in Invent America. And I said, man, I want tearaway pants because I go to school in long pants and then it gets hot. So I need shorts. So I invented where you tear them away at the knees. And they told me, dumb idea. But Michael Cox invents a cup holder, and that's what they say was the best invention in our school.
He's still mad at Michael Cox. Michael Cox. I'm sure the cup holder was a bit different than just a cup holder.
Yeah.
I know, just one that hung in your car. And I'm like, don't they already have cup holders?
Oh, it hung?
Yeah.
Oh, those are cool.
Like
those are pretty
extra
cool.
Extra one? Yeah.
Did he make a bunch of money off that?
I don't know if he did, but he ended up going to, like, Rice University. Real smart guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ray, I'm sorry, though, buddy. That wasn't your idea.
Yeah, it's all right.
All right, moving on. She's willing to try anything if you let her, like going to see a doctor in the woods just to feel better. It's Amy!
So we all use Life 360 for tracking, like, with my kids. Like, you can see where they are at any given time. I can see the speed.
Like, all in your house, not all of us.
Yeah. Sorry.
I don't have it.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't have that.
Okay.
Okay. Well, like, for example, I get updates like, oh, your daughter was just driving 53 in a 40.
We would love to have that, though, of just you. And we get your Life 360.
Okay, well.
Amy just backed into a fire hydrant.
The cool part is now my son has gotten really into tracking his sister. And he always knows when she's on the move. Like, even if she's just walking around the house, he's giving me play-by-play. He's like, I can see that she's at home. She must be walking around the house. But he's great. Like, it's one of his favorite pastimes now. So anytime we're out and about and I'm like, oh, hey, oh, I can't get a hold of Sashira. He's like, 1 second, please. So I don't even have to take the time to get out my phone. Like, he's already on it. Like, he's like, oh, she's driving down this road right now.
Is it because he can tell on her?
No, I think it's just one of his things that he's into.
It's a hobby of his.
Yes.
Didn't they get approached about putting something on their car for insurance reasons?
Yes.
Yeah, me.
Eddie did it, and then I signed up for it, too, because I realized you can save money.
I didn't sign up for it, though, because people were just kind of, I guess there are all different kinds. There's an app that you can have on your phone. There's
you
a tracker
to, you
on there.
Do have to blow into it to get it going?
No.
That's a breathalyzer.
Oh, okay.
No, I have the app.
So I decided not to do it because the discount sounded awesome, but I mean, dude. I mean, I tried it for about a week just to see if I can stay under the speed limit. And every time I remembered, I was already 10 miles over the speed limit. So I'm like, dude, I'm going to fail this and it could backfire and make my insurance even go more higher.
So you just stop.
So I'm like, I'm not going to do this.
Okay. All right, Ray, hit me.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he invented the National Podcast Network and maybe he'll start a pod with Lil Durk. Bobby Bones.
Okay.
What on earth? Yeah.
So we built this barn and it was an old crappy barn. And then we turned it into like a barn that was like an apartment. And it took us like 8 months. We hired somebody to do it. And there are rules about building a barn on your property, like HOA type rules. We thought we did everything right. And they said, you can't have a place where people can live. If you're building it on your property, it could be like something like a party barn or a storage barn or a man, but it can't be bedroom, fridge, oven. So we had a small fridge there that met the rules. But we would notice the fridge wasn't big enough. So we went and got a big fridge and just stuck it in there. Somehow, some inspector got inside of our barn. I got to go to court next month.
You're getting, what?
I have to go to court.
For a permit?
I got a summons. They're not giving me a permanent court. It's like we're awarding you with a permit.
No, I mean, but should you have?
We just got a bigger refrigerator to put more waters in.
Are you going to jail?
I think so. I think I'm going to the big house.
What?
And I didn't know what it was. And I went back and looked on the door and there's a summons and it said, you're doing court on this date.
Mm. And that's crazy.
Do I represent myself?
Yes. Lunchbox.
No. Lunchbox is your lawyer.
Yeah.
No. They'll own my whole house if he goes in. He'll go in and quickly negotiate that for... But I've never heard of such a thing. I can't even do anything except I have to go to court. And all I did was like change refrigerators.
How do you have a house?
How'd they get in my barn?
How do you have a property and you can't build whatever you want on it? I don't understand that.
I mean, whenever I decided to build a garage with a little apartment above it, we had to go get a very specific permit, even though it was my backyard. You had to get everything approved.
There are rules about how tall things can be. Yep. What if you build in your backyard something super tall and it blocks other people?
Ooh, like a skyscraper, what is that?
You can build a skyscraper in your backyard.
Or if you live in a historical district.
About the Eddie and I are building a pickleball court. Yeah. And there are rules about that. It can't be so close to somebody's house. So at night, we had to hit pickleballs to see how loud it would be, see if people heard pickleballs.
Really? Like,
you better clear all that before I have to go to court with you when we're done with this pickleball court.
I don't know if it's clear or not. I felt like
you better clear it.
But anyway, I have to go to court next month. I don't even know, maybe even during the show.
Wow, that's crazy.
We just live broadcast my trial.
You ever been to court?
I want to call witnesses.
Have you ever been to court?
I did jury duty once.
No. Like,
I left the first day.
When you're involved in it.
No.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Have you?
No.
No.
That's crazy.
Anyway, I'm just a rebel.
Hey, you're a bad boy.
Without a cause. We literally upgrade refrigerators. But then how'd the person get in there is what I want to know. How'd the person get in the barn?
Mm.
All right, that's all. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I've worked with my coworker for almost 2 years. We get along great. He's never been anything but nice. But he sits at his desk next to me, so I do hear what he says on the phone. He's never lost his temper with me, but I'm constantly shocked at how he speaks to his wife and his teenage kids. It's so radically different from the tone I'm used to hearing him speak that it's like a different person altogether. I want so badly to have a talk with him because I don't know if he even realizes how coarse he must be viewed by his family. Should I just mind my own business? Or is there some way I can delicately talk to him about his anger issues? Signed, co-worker of the Incredible Hulk. Oh, you're going to meet Hulk if you talk to him about that.
Yeah.
Without asking. Without him bringing it up. Yeah, don't die.
Yeah, not your problem.
That's
really
weird.
Right?
Yeah. You don't do anything unless he says, I don't even know what he would say, but
maybe he says, hey, I feel like I'm two different people. Do you ever?
If his clothes start ripping off, like, if it's like, do you know what's happening? My clothes are ripping. You'd be like, well, you're Incredible Hulk. It's just not your deal. If it was like a great friend, maybe you could step in.
Maybe.
Sure.
Yeah, but.
But you don't. No way. You may get the wrath yourself. And also, maybe his kids are idiots.
Yeah, and maybe it's not your business. Maybe the way he talks to his wife and children is different at work. He has a work personality and an at-home personality.
That would seem awfully weird.
No.
He does.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, okay. Lunchbox kind of does, though.
He has a work personality where he talks to his kids and his work personality, but then he gets home, he's nicer to them. Like, he has two personalities towards the kids. Now, I think he's probably like that with them, but I think your business.
You
stay out of it.
Unless he says something like,
not your chili.
Has you worried about.
He's like, I'll kill you, and I'll kill the woman across from me.
Right.
Then you say something.
Then maybe you raise something, yeah.
Yeah.
I would just chill out. Don't worry about it. Not your situation.
Yeah. It's sweet of you to care.
It is.
I mean, obviously you don't want someone to be spoken to that way, especially kids, but, you know, that's just sometimes we don't have to worry about that stuff because not our problem.
Yeah, don't, because it will be your problem if you do. That relationship won't be good anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Hulk will get you.
Yeah. All right, close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
You need to see a doctor if... Eddie, I want you to listen. I know you...
Uh-oh.
You've missed your doctor's appointment twice now.
Yeah, I think
you're a little out of control, but hold on. You need to see a doctor if... When you stand up... You feel lightheaded a couple or a few times in a row.
Okay.
One time it could be many things.
What if we're like working out?
Well, that's one of the things.
That's one of the things. Okay. If you have upper neck pain consistently, upper neck pain, which is different than lower neck pain, which is connected to the back.
Oh, yeah.
But consistent upper neck pain could mean there are some other issues happening. If you're sweating more than usual, even in an air-conditioned room, and all of these separately, or if they're all together, you're lightheaded, you have upper neck pain, and if you're sweating more, your body, there's something fundamentally wrong in your body that you need to get taken care of.
Didn't Lunchbox have
the sweats all night long for no reason?
And it tuberculosis. Herpes.
What was it?
Tuberculosis.
You had herpes?
Thought it was herpes. It's tuberculosis.
Nope.
It's a little different.
I get them confused. They're both like funny words to say.
Yeah, they both end in S.
Herpes. Tuberculosis.
Yeah, that was a rough one, man. I didn't know what was wrong with me, but every night I'd, not every night, but probably four out of five nights, I'd wake up like I'd run 10 miles and I'd be dripping sweat.
Ugh. And I'd have to get run 10 miles. It was like sleeping.
And I was just sleeping, and I'd have to get a towel and dry off, and then I'd move to the other side of the bed. But if a girl was in the bed, I'd have to lay a towel down and sleep on the towel.
He just wants to bring up that
every time
if this a girl was in the bed.
So
he was single, and he was drinking a lot, too. And he would drink. He would go out and drink all the time. It wouldn't affect the show. Not in the way of, like, he would come in drunk. But he would party hardy. Every Friday night, Saturday night, even Sunday day, he would go hard. And the worst part of the diagnosis was... no drinking.
No drinking for 9 months.
9 months?
Because while you're on the meds.
It was like they said you can't wear shoes for 9 months. It was that much of a, that big of a change for
you. You have to take this pill every day for 9 months. And so I had to take a pill every day for 9 months. But I'm going to tell you what.
Tell me what.
I started taking that pill, and it worked. I stopped sweating. Like, maybe a week after I started taking the pill, no more sweats.
Yeah, medicine's
crazy.
I mean,
I bought new blankets. I tried a box fan. I tried
It was tuberculosis, though. Now it's like you're reversing it. We already know how it ends.
But I'm saying, like, I tried everything.
Like, if you do that before you say tuberculosis, we're like, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah?
That's what I meant. Like, before the tuberculosis.
We already know you were sick.
Yeah, we know you were sick.
And then Bobby starts freaking out and makes me bring a doctor's note saying I can come back to work.
Oh, it was contagious. And he was like, you mean to bring a doctor's note? Oh, don't worry. Listen to this crap. I'm like, yes, you have to bring a doctor's note because you have tuberculosis. He comes in, gets a doctor's note, boom. I don't know. Smash cut some days. Amy's like, I think, yep, I have tuberculosis. Amy got tuberculosis.
From Lunchbox?
Where do you think it came from?
Oh, my goodness.
No,
Amy, true or false?
True.
You never even took the pills.
Dude, that's like when you
I started taking the pills.
Yeah. And then what?
And then I was like.
So you don't have tuberculosis.
Then she didn't sweat anymore, so she quit.
That's not true. I never even had the night sweats.
It's different for everybody.
My TB was asymptomatic. It was lying dormant.
Mine was.
And I had a
mine
skin
was
test.
Non-active.
I never had COVID. Guess what? Played golf at Lunchbox. Guess who got COVID?
You did.
Yeah. After he was like, I got COVID. And I'm like, oh, no.
Man, I could have got it from you.
No.
No, you had it way before.
It's not how it works. You had tuberculosis first, then Amy had it.
You had COVID first, then I got it.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
That's true.
And you're...
remember when I got COVID, though? Like, I was out for 2 months.
Those were the early days.
I was like,
those were the best 2 months of the show.
Eddie was, like, checking in from his bedroom.
You're like, you need to get a negative test.
And a doctor's note.
And I kept going back. I was like, positive. I'm like, dude, it's been months. And I'm like, just stick it up my butt or something, man. Like,
that was in the beginning when we ate. Couldn't be too safe.
It is Wild West.
It was.
Then, but Eddie missed 2 months of the show. Because at that time, it was like they have to turn negative. And every time Eddie took the pregnancy test.
Positive.
It's positive.
Still got it. Baby's coming.
And what's weird is, remember like at events like iHeart in Vegas or something, like we could be back there. And any time you were walking around or anywhere without a microphone, you had to have your face covered. But if you were holding a microphone, you did not have to have your face covered.
It was like the restaurant.
Just like, it was like an airplane.
Just like grab a microphone and it's like, I'm good. Know.
If you had a bag of peanuts in your hand on an airplane, Happy New Year, no mask.
With the kids, we couldn't keep the mask on, so we just give them lollipops. Like, you know, just keep eating the lollipops.
Just keep feeding them lollipops.
Yep, over and over.
The mask on. Yeah, Lunchbox, looking back, Lunchbox gave Amy tuberculosis and me COVID. And we're here.
I mean, I'm 80%. I could say I maybe gave you COVID.
No, we
80.
We played 80. Golf together.
0% chance I gave Amy tuberculosis.
How would
interesting
she get,
timing?
How would she get tuberculosis right after you
dude,
had
you're
it?
You're crazy.
You can get it anywhere. Where did I get it? I had it for how long? Who knows when I got it?
You probably got it from the girl that was
but why,
on the towel.
But why wouldn't it be you? Eddie, it's not an STD.
Oh, it's not?
Yeah.
But it's still contagious.
It's an airborne disease.
Hey, if it was an STD, though, Amy, how did you get this?
Even better, it turns on her.
No.
This has been the Medical Minute here on the Bobby Bone Show.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
5-year-old Grayson was born with a rare genetic disorder that put him at high risk for kidney cancer. So immediately doctors like, we're going to help save your life. We're going to have to remove both your kidneys, which means
he needs a donor.
They need a donor.
Dang.
And just 2 weeks after he was put on the registry, two different people donated their kidneys. And now Grayson is in recovery and he's going to live, man.
Amy, do you know when you donate a kidney? you know, you have to get tested. Is it list unless you know the person?
Oh, I don't like. Yeah, I think if you go specifically for that person,
they can get it
matched. Like you can say, "I want to do this," because you know, like Selena Gomez's friend did it for her, mm-hmm. and.
But so Eddie, do you know if it was people that he knew?
It's not. There were two strangers. Two strangers.
Did they hear about that specific story?
I guess they donate. They wanted to donate their kidneys. They were like put on a list to donate their kidneys.
Yeah,
which is something I've thought about doing myself.
I know you thought about it. Yes.
And once that's done, they check the match. It works, and they do it. But here's the crazy part. If I'm reading this correctly, since Grayson is 5, his kidney, he needs a smaller kidney, and these were adults. They could use it for multiple people. So I think they could use part of the kidney for Grayson. And
they can do part, huh?
Yeah, because they're saying not only did it help Grayson, but now there are some other recipients that it could save.
Huh. So
I knew like the liver
regenerates.
Yeah. If that's true, which who knows?
Which if I'm reading this correctly.
Hey, who knows?
It could be
that's,
true.
That's a great story. Somebody that donates an organ, that is amazing.
I've thought about doing it.
I know.
I wonder if Harold, a lot of our listeners have tried to help Harold, but maybe they haven't been a match.
That is absolutely accurate.
Yeah.
Some listeners have, and they haven't been a match.
So see, like, I think if they were, they could say, I want this kidney to go to Harold.
That's a great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Everybody got their listening ears on?
Yep.
Okay.
Listening.
I'm going to play you a company sound. You tell me the company. For example, here you go. That be?
Netflix.
What did you say, Lunchbox? Dell?
What on earth? Okay.
Yep.
Do you have Netflix?
Yeah, I do. I do. My sister-in-law pays for it.
Oh, he steals Netflix.
So if you don't pay for it, you don't get that shout.
Okay.
Right. All right. So again, here's Netflix. Here it is. It's going to be that. I have 7 of these.
Well, that was tough.
I thought it was the easiest. That's why it was the example.
Pretty easy.
Write your answer down. Here we go. Number one.
Huh?
What?
Here it is again.
That's it? Or is there more to it and we're just getting a sample?
When do I ever answer questions for him?
That's a great question, Amy. I appreciate the question.
It is a good question.
Something else.
But he won't answer it.
Thank you. Here's a question for you. When do I ever answer questions as hints? One more time, please. Are you in? You're looking angry.
I'm in.
I don't ever blow the whistle on anger looks, but I'm close. She's staring me down right now.
I'm not even looking at you.
Hey, she's dirty dog eyeball on me.
What?
Amy.
I don't, Mario Brothers or
Eddie?
Something.
Amy, I think you're right. It's McDonald's and we're missing the last part.
Yeah,
she said Mario Brothers.
No, I'm right about there's missing sound.
Oh, okay. Lunchbox?
Yeah, there's missing sound at the end. It's like Nationwide.
No.
It's,
Play it again.
I'm loving it.
Well, yeah, it is, but where's the rest?
He cut it off.
No, there's a difference in the music of da-da-da-da-da, and then this person sings, I'm loving it.
Oh.
You're right.
Well,
so it's not cut off.
That's the sound. You guys?
Sorry, that's okay.
What is it?
Everybody except Lunchbox is getting the whistle.
What?
Here we go.
I got a point?
No.
But you, Eddie,
what is the answer?
Both of you got, Eddie got a point and a whistle. Amy got just a whistle. Lunchbox, we're good, bro. You just didn't get a point.
But no point.
Well, that was McDonald's.
One more whistle, you're out of the game. No. McDonald's. Da 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 da.
I'm loving it.
All right, number two.
Taste the rainbow.
I'm in.
One more time.
I'm in for the win.
Taste the rainbow.
That guy sounds angry. Okay. Amy?
Skittles.
Eddie?
Skittles.
Lunchbox?
Skittles, but I feel like the end was cut off.
Oh. Should he?
That
was a joke.
Joke.
Eddie,
whistle for being a smart aleck. Making fun of thing? Then you got the whistle.
Now we're all even.
No, I was making fun of Eddie.
Oh,
and Amy.
We got the second whistle.
Oh, no. You get kicked out for a second whistle.
Second whistle. You're out of here.
What? No.
Okay, here we go. Next up.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that.
Break me off a piece of that.
Break me off a piece of that.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Zipping.
Amy?
Kit Kat.
Yeah, I'm not going to comment.
Lunchbox?
Kit Kat.
Eddie?
It's Kit Kat.
You know what? I removed Lunchbox's whistle.
What?
I pilled it within myself, I remove his whistle.
So he's whistleless.
He's whistleless, but you're about to get a second one.
Okay. No, I'm asking for clarification.
He's whistleless. Next one.
Bet you can't eat just one.
Company sound. What is it? Hit me again.
Bet you can't eat just one.
Huh.
Eddie, I'm in. Yeah.
If you're yelling your name and you're that late.
I'm shook.
You're not.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Bet you can't eat just one.
Amy?
Pringles?
Eddie?
Lay's.
Dang it.
Lunchbox?
Twix.
You can't because there are two in there.
Oh.
Exactly. That's right. It's Lay's.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
That's where I went with that because there was two.
Dang it.
Next up.
It's finger licking good.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in. Amy?
KFC?
Eddie?
KFC.
Lunchbox?
KFC.
Correct. Two left. Who's winning, Mike?
Eddie with 5, Amy and LB with 3.
All right, go ahead.
Once you pump. You can stop. Once you pump. Hey,
yeah.
You can stop.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Pringles.
Lunch?
Pringles.
Eddie?
Pringles.
Last one.
So I got a question.
No, wait, hold on. Last one. Here we go. Now what's your question?
No, my question is, like, everyone we left the speaking part in, but we cut it off in McDonald's really threw me off for the whole game.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
He's asking.
That wasn't a question, though. That was just like a statement.
I know. I said,
okay.
Why?
Go ahead. Last one. Hit it again. Eddie, if you get it, you win.
Yeah, I got it. 100%.
You got it. Go.
NBC.
Eddie, winner.
Yeah.
We're going to go around the room. It's a fun bit, right? We're playful, everybody. Hey, playful, right?
Yeah.
Fun.
Don't get me fired. What are we boycotting? That's the question. Now, I asked this because Mike D, Movie Mike, is now boycotting a movie. I've never heard of such thing. What movie is it? Why are you boycotting it?
I'm boycotting The Crow because they're remaking it, and it's the movie that Brandon Lee died while shooting the movie.
But why boycott it, though?
Because that movie should be his legacy. He died while making that. They finished it after him. That has been like a historic thing in movie history. It should not be remade.
I felt the way that way about Simba's dad. He was killed. During the making of Lion King, yeah. They made a second one.
Yeah.
So I boycotted. I've never seen it.
Good, man. Good for you.
Good for you.
A little bit, though, you're being a little dramatic, right?
No, I don't think they should remake it. That is what everybody knows them for. That is why that movie has lived on, and they're doing it as a cash grab. Like, hey, you remember this dark thing that happened with this movie? We're going to remake it, and it's not going to be any good.
No, I don't think they're saying it's not going to be any good. You're inserting that.
No, they said it's not going to be any good.
Oh,
no.
Well, if they say that.
What if it's the best movie? It comes out.
In his honor.
It's the best movie ever.
I was willing to give it a chance, but the trailer came out recently, and it looks horrible. It looks like a generic action movie, and the first one had just so much charm to it, and now they're just going to ruin it.
So basically, he got high on his moral ground once he saw the trailer and knew it was going to be bad. Then he could step up and say, I'm boycotting.
Yeah. Or
then I knew for sure what it was looking like.
Or he was like, maybe I should boycott this. And he saw that it was just kind of cartoony. And he's like, I'm not going to support it. Although, I get it. Everybody's making cash grabs. You have to. But it doesn't take away from his legacy in that movie. That's all I'm
saying. I think it does. Of all the movies to remake, I know they remake everything at this point, but where somebody died.
There are people who died on movie sets. Didn't some of the people die in Wizard of Oz? Or was that in the
movie? No, that was later in life.
Oh. Yeah,
like Tin Man later.
Oh, okay, leg poisoning from the makeup.
Right. Okay, oh, God.
Really?
Yeah.
What? I did not know that.
Movie Mike, tell us more.
Yeah, the Tin Man, the first guy who played him, the whatever they used in that paint, he ended up suffering from some kind of lead poisoning.
It's tough.
That's tragic.
Oh, man, I have never watched that movie again.
Boycotting.
Boycotting.
Yeah, boycotting. Yeah. Okay, what are you boycotting? This is scary for me to let you guys say this. Amy?
Well, mine's personal.
Go ahead.
So I'm boycotting my meds. So I quit taking them.
I've been thinking about that. Maybe you should like...
But I feel like when I was thinking, okay, what's something... I'm not boycotting anything like crazy or public out there that I'm like, don't want to be around. But I do open up my door every day and I'm like, okay, not going to take my Adderall. That's my own personal choice, and I'm doing it.
I hear you, and good for her. She's making a decision. I like it.
Well, I'm having to power through.
It makes it a little more difficult for me.
Sure.
Right.
Sometimes I like it when she doesn't boycott.
I'll get to the other side. I'm just still in that. I'm in a sort of a fidgety phase, and maybe that will stick around. I'm not sure, but I would just encourage anybody else, if you're looking to do anything like that, consult a doctor. I'm not here to say that you should boycott all meds.
Let's just say somebody drops a matter on your water and you didn't know it.
I'd probably notice right away, and it would be amazing.
We'd appreciate that.
But I'm just trying some alternative methods, and we'll see how they work.
Lunchbox, what are you boycotting?
I am boycotting Disney Plus. I read an article that they are going to stop the freeloading, and they are going to start charging people for password sharing. So I, right now, am making a statement. I won't be watching Disney Plus.
So you're actually doing the, you can't fire me, I quit.
Yep.
Because they're going to kick you out anyway because you're not paying for it.
Wow. That's right.
So you're just getting
my cousin Andrew and his wife Ellen have been letting me use their Disney account. And now it is not going to allow that. So I have decided I am boycotting Disney.
Well, I mean, they've decided they're eventually going to boycott you. So
yeah.
I like that you're getting ahead of it.
Yeah, I got ahead of them. I'll show them.
Eddie?
Okay, so I mentioned this a little bit last week. Like, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, you know, there's too much paparazzi going on. You're going to ruin their relationship. So I am boycotting clicking on any article that says Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. There's one that came out a couple days ago about a secret trip they took to Nashville, and I'm like, oh, I want to read. I'm not going to do it.
Oh, good for you.
I'm not clicking on that.
You want to know where they went?
If you need any medication to help you, you can have Amy's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, No.
That's not
legal.
Of course not. No. I'm boycotting the Tampa Bay Buccaneer football team.
Oh, boy. The whole team now?
Yeah. It's just, I mean, part of it, right?
Oh, no.
I used to be a big Baker Mayfield guy, and he's gotten too big to answer my messages now, and so... I supported him wholeheartedly last year. I was a big Baker guy, big Baker show. I'm boycotting the Bucks and that showbiz, baby. They don't even exist to me until, I don't know. I don't know what he can do.
Baker hasn't replied at all to anything.
Now all of a sudden, make $100 million.
Yeah, man, money.
Maybe he's busy.
People.
Maybe he's on vacay.
A guy I know was playing golf with him at a driving range with him. I said, I see Baker up there. Let me go say something. I was like, I don't know who that is.
Oh, wow.
He's dead to you.
Baker Mayfield? Not even dead to me. Never existed.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm boycotting him. Until, I don't even know. I don't even know what it is. But all of a sudden, he ain't trying to answer his friend anymore.
Dang.
So, Mike, good luck on your boycott.
Thanks. I join you in your boycott.
Yeah. Mike joins me. I join Mike.
Yeah. Good luck
I'm
to everyone.
I'm not watching The Crow. I've never seen the first one, but I ain't watching the second one now.
Is the first one worth watching?
I like it.
Okay. I don't know that I've
when
ever seen it.
Someone says that, the answer is usually no, though.
I like it.
I don't know.
Like,
if
do you like that
like
restaurant?
It.
Well, I mean, I like it.
That's, you know. He's very protective of it, so. The Bob
Bone Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
All right, I have some money basics that all couples should discuss. And this is coming from Jason Tardick, who was engaged to Caitlin Bristowe for a long time. They're the,
bachelorette
people.
Does he have any background in money?
Yeah, it says he's a banking professional. Okay. He works in finance. I know he has a podcast talking about that sort of stuff too. And anyway, he was on Good Morning America helping couples talk about finances. And he says that you should absolutely be sharing your credit score with your significant other right when you start dating. Annual expenses, income, and then all accounts that you have.
I don't know right when you start dating.
Well, it says new couples. So maybe you've established, like, hey, we're going to be together. It's not like date two.
Like boyfriend, girlfriend type stuff.
Does everyone know their credit score?
I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I don't.
I know I got a Discover card when I was like 18.
Did you pay it?
Well, I never used it.
Was that for a free t-shirt?
Yeah, free t-shirt.
Well, do you know if you get a credit card and you don't use it, therefore you have you don't miss payments, it helps your credit.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. I used to fill out those things every time I could.
Those for those extra, extra large t-shirts that didn't quite fit right?
Yeah.
They were a little sandpapery?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. It seems a little bit early to start sharing all those details.
Yeah, well, he says that this will keep you from wrecking your relationships when it comes to money. And it's one of the things in there, too, was don't hide any accounts.
Okay, I could see that.
But I could see, obvious. You may need your own little for a rainy day. Okay, so like...
Hey, look, you're saying this.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you say, hey, I'm keeping this own account, like, but it's mine. Like, if we get together, I'm going to go ahead and keep it separate.
Lunchbox, does your wife, I know you guys don't share accounts, but does she know how much is in your checking?
No.
She has no idea how much is even in it?
Nope.
And if she asked you, would you tell her?
I'd tell her it's enough.
And she doesn't know your salary or your income,
nope.
Right? Nothing?
And then if she asked you...
I get paid...
enough.
Gosh, that's rule number one of Jason's list. You need to share
but
all
look
of
at
it.
Lunchbox and his wife. They're perfect.
They're perfect. Okay. What if she has way more money than him?
She might.
He doesn't even
she
know.
She might.
Her. Yeah. Okay, what else?
All right, I have the top five things you should never do if you're getting pulled over by a police officer.
Run.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Number one.
Throw things out the window.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this one, the first one is don't wait to pull over. However, I will say, if it's dark and you want to go to a lit area, I think that you can go ahead and drive yourself to a gas station or a lit area to get pulled over.
I can agree with that, as long as the gas station's not in another town.
Yeah, but they don't like when you keep going.
Or when you speed up to keep going.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do not get out of your car. Stay in there, fair. Buckled up, do all the things. Like, fair. Do not get out.
Yep.
Don't hide your hands. And Bobby's always said, right when you get pulled over, first thing you do is put both your hands on the steering wheel.
I put them on the steering wheel. Mm-hmm. And then I put them both out the window. Huh. And then I wave them like, I just don't care.
Okay.
Just so they know.
All right.
Don't reach for anything until they ask.
Yeah.
And then don't panic.
Well,
that's hard.
Can't help that one.
That's a tough one.
I panic as soon as a cop gets behind me for any reason whatsoever. But you have to remember, every time a police officer pulls someone over, they're risking their own lives. And that is a big deal to their family back home. It's a big deal to them. So, yeah, just show as much respect as you can, because every single time they have to approach a car, they do not know what's about to happen. And if you show them respect, they'll show you respect. It's much like animals. You see a snake, they don't want to mess with you. You think a cop wants to, like, have any trouble? No. You think a snake wants to bite you? No.
We don't know, though.
Oh,
can't
snake
talk
does.
To snakes,
yeah.
Man.
I don't know. I've seen some of those shows where it's like there's those churches where they're like, oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know? You do a... yell a certain thing, those snakes stay just at bay and don't bite you. You ever see those?
Yeah, those are weird, dude.
Yeah, you know how those people end up dying usually?
Yeah, they get bit by snakes.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, oh. Yeah. All right, next.
Okay, you know in Chattahoochee, he says, you know, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. Mm-hmm. Do you know what hoochie-coochie means?
Yes. I do, and we'll move on so we do not get a fine.
You're going,
wait,
yes.
You do?
That's why it's always weird when my kids sing it. I'm like, oh,
what
boy.
Do you think a hoochie-coochie is?
I never really thought about
what
it.
What does that say?
It says that it's a county fair strip show.
No.
A county fair strip
no,
show?
No, that's not what I thought it was.
Yeah.
Like a strip?
I think like that'd be hot to people.
I thought it was just like, you know, like...
Things. It doesn't matter. All
no,
right, that's
it's
it,
not.
Amy, close
it's
it up.
This. I'm
that's not any better, though.
I feel like it's a little better. Okay. Okay, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Mr. Beast is like a celebrity that actually changes the world.
Dude, McBeast is amazing.
He changes the world because he does so much. And yeah, he does it and he gets a lot of views. But it's like you can build your platform and have success, but it's what you do with that success. But you have to keep the platform going so you can continue to help other folks. There are some famous people who would get really famous and get rich and then go, I'm quitting this to dedicate my life to service. And that's great because I'm sure that's what fulfilled them. But what would happen is they would get way less famous and have less of a platform in 5 years. So it's kind of that balance. But Mr. Beast rocks. That dude is constantly doing stuff. Mr. Beast, the YouTube star, he donated 600 e-bikes to people in need across the country. And you know how these stories were like, this person's walking to work, this person. And an e-bike is cool because you just pedal a little bit and then it just goes.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
And so people without a reliable means of transportation, him and electric e-bikes gave $600,000 worth of electric bikes.
That's awesome.
Dang.
That's crazy, which is going to help so many people.
I watched one the other day where he paid some guy $10,000. He bought a grocery store.
Yeah.
And he paid the guy $10,000 for every day he could survive in the grocery store. And it may be even more entertaining if I had the volume on. I just had it playing during the show while I was watching it, while you guys were
Wait, hold on. You were watching that video while we were doing the show?
Yeah. It may have been something I wasn't interested in.
Like a topic?
Well, then that's okay.
And so, I mean, I was just like, they were having him do, and they brought his kids in at some point. They were driving go-karts around the grocery store. I was like, this dude comes up with the greatest ideas ever.
How much did that dude end up
making? I didn't finish the video. Mm. It was 25 minutes and ran out of time.
You didn't even, like, Google it to see?
No, I paused it, and I plan to go back eventually.
Is he leaving YouTube, Mike?
No.
Mr. B, I saw him tweet he's going to leave YouTube. Oh, it was an April Fool's joke.
Yeah, see, because I'm so interested on how much Elon Musk is paying him to go on Twitter now. Because there was
he paying him? Are they, I know they've been going back and forth a little bit.
Because now he's posting them on Twitter all of a sudden.
He wants him to post, like, his main videos on Twitter,
yeah,
which he has been doing sometimes because they get millions of views, yeah, but he hasn't done it yet.
And the fact he can pay somebody $10,000 a day, I mean, he's making way, way, way more than that a day. I mean, people watching it, so he's easily able to pay the $10,000 a day for that grocery store.
Wow.
But they gave all these people e-bikes, thought it was awesome. Mr. Beast constantly doing stuff that's helping folks. It's a great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/circlecard.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.